Welcome into this Carrier Update. And Donnie, they must be watching you and saying, hey, we're just not going to keep it above, or we're not going to get below $4 in December, but come January 2nd, we will.
Whoever's in charge just needs to tell them, you know, be a nice human. Get this down below $4 before the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, but we've accelerated. The good news is the downward movement in diesel, retail diesel prices has accelerated over the weekend.
Let's do it this way. We've had two things happen over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So number one is we went down about 7 cents over the weekend. It kind of picked up there just a little bit. As you said, it accelerated. And the gap between retail and wholesale still expanded.
Yeah.
Now it's to 159. So there is room. There is room to get this below $4 before the end
you
of the year.
You could drop it. They could drop it to $4 today and not necessarily.
But through here, we were falling at a half a cent.
Yeah.
So here, every 2 days going down a penny, or sometimes 3 days and going down a penny. It was a very slow decline. We've gotten the split between retail and wholesale is wide enough to allow that to accelerate. It just hadn't.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see this pick up here a little bit. Maybe we will see diesel get back below $4 before the end of the year.
With it being at $1.59, they could absorb, I mean, you could absorb 19 cents, which would put this below $4 a gallon. You'd still be at $1.40, which is still historically wide.
Yeah.
And
they were comfortable probably before at $1.30.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could put this, I mean, we should be, if you were at not even historic levels, historic norms, right? I mean, at $1.20, $1.10, $1.20, I mean, you're still talking $3.70, $3.80. It would be, it'd feel like a major win from a carrier.
This is what they're worried about again.
Yeah. And I think
we need to avoid. And it's just one spike right in the middle on our wholesale diesel. And that drove it all back up. And it kills the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them wonder, is the volatility going to jump back in and increase again?
I think that's been the concern for a while, is because there's been so much volatility in the rack price that
This entire year.
Yeah, and not even just this year. I mean, previous years too, right? It's not been just the last 2 years. Have been the energy markets have been extremely volatile, and that rapid changes almost scares station owners to the point where they would rather absorb. They would rather have the benefit of having a gap.
When you're selling 100, 200, maybe 300 gallons each customer, and you got 17 bins, bays open at one time, and these guys rolling through every 30 minutes, you can lose a lot of money real fast before you know it. So
yeah, exactly. So they're protecting themselves from any volatility. Now, it's almost, I don't say it's needed to see this hit below $4. It is. But when you're seeing this decline, and really we had seen spot rates increase until the last couple of days, it's a benefit. Now, the problem is where spot rates are in relation. Here's that split that you were talking about.
Let's jump straight to spot rates. Got a minute left here. Well, our national average peaked out at 234, and over the weekend it's come back down to 231.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned just yet. I want to see this turn around.
Yeah.
Reefer spot rates are still on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
So this has got to be drive-in driven.
Yeah.
So we need to keep an eye on the drive-in. But hey, get behind it. Get your rates pushing back up. Sunday, 237. They pushed it back up. But Friday and Saturday over the weekend here, they saw rates kind of dip back down. This might have been some people that were just begging for freight, trying to get their numbers up because things are slow on the weekend. But regardless, we've got to keep these higher numbers.
It's not just that it's at 237. It's that it's the lowest Sunday of the last four. And I think that's the for me, that would be the concern, is that the momentum kind of it stalled out, and you see it, right? That's why you see this downward.
And we've talked about right now shippers are in charge.
Yeah.
And they could have turned around and they could have killed this momentum. It's the second half of December is going to be tough anyways. We'll see what happens here, but this could be over.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.